As new allegations against a Jack Holland Elementary School staffer surfaced in April 2025, no criminal charges have been laid following an investigation into June 2024 allegations of inappropriate behavior towards students by an employee working at the school in Whitehorse's Porter Creek neighborhood. The RCMP and the Department of Education have informed the news that they have closed their investigations into the June 2024 allegations. Police confirmed their investigation didn't result in criminal charges. UConn RCMP Communications had no additional information to provide. A Department of Education spokesperson said the department couldn't provide further details to protect the privacy of staff and students. The employee involved in the June 2024 allegations was removed from the school at the time, according to a letter from the principal to school families. Similarly, the school worker involved in the April 2025 allegations has also been removed from working at the school, according to an April 8, 2025, letter from the principal to families. The latest letter indicates the principal became aware of the allegations of inappropriate behavior towards a student by an employee working at the school on April 4. In a response received on April 11, an unnamed spokesperson for the Education Department said by email that an investigation into the latest allegations is underway. There is nothing more important than the well-being, safety, and protection of students when they are in the care of schools, reads the department's email. The Safer Schools Action Plan processes are being followed, per the department, and the necessary authorities and people involved in the reported incident have been communicated to. The matter was reported to RCMP on April 4, the department confirmed. The department said it takes all reports concerning conduct or behavior by staff seriously. The Department of Education has and will continue to handle all disclosures following the student protection policy and procedures. When allegations or reports are made, the department supports students, families, and staff through the process in a way that protects individuals' privacy, reads the department's email. The response by staff to this report is a good indication the policy is providing the guidance needed, and that people are learning and using the new policy and its procedures as intended. Support inside and outside the school is available to staff, students and families, with a school wellness specialist available at the school. A list of free supports and how to access them was sent out to the school community, the department said. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.